staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease, and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star. Relax,
we'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783. The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, you had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called, and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening once again. Hello, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. It's Saturday night, basketball senior night here at Fort Loramie High School. The Redskins play host to Franklin Monroe. The Shelby County League versus the Cross County Conference. Fort Loramie 8-11 on the year, 4-7 in the Shelby County League. Franklin Monroe 9-9 on the season, 6-4 in the Cross County Conference. These two clubs are beginning a two-game, two-year series tonight. Chuck, likely to be extended into the future. Of course, Fort Laramie soon to join the Cross County Conference in football. So this is a very good rivalry. Next week, Fort Laramie plays Tri-Village.
Well, yeah, they get a couple of cross-county conference teams here at the end of the season, and that helps you a little bit when it comes tournament time to see something different than what you've been playing all season.
Yeah, that's a good point. Fort Laramie idle last night. Franklin Monroe coming off an easy win versus league foe National Trail, 66-38. The Redskins have won two straight. An impressive double victory weekend last Friday and Saturday. We covered the Friday game, 58-49 over Anna, an upset for sure. Then 62-39 over Marion Local on Saturday. How about that? The Redskins win twice last weekend to push the victory total to 8 on the season. Franklin Monroe is in the midst of a stretch of 11 games in only 3 weeks' time. On Tuesday, Franklin Monroe bumped off Newton, which was ahead of FM in the Cross County Conference standings. Corey Britton, second-year head coach at Fort Laramie, has done a nice job here in the stretch run, Chuck, getting his team ready for the tournament. If the Redskins play in the sectional tourney like they did last weekend, hey, Fort Laramie is going to be a tough out. I would not want to play them. I like the performance of the guards with improved play from Tyler Siegel on the inside. Wow, Fort Laramie could be a juggernaut in tournament action.
Well, I think last Friday in that Anna game, and Anna is a really good basketball team, they ran up and got a 10-point lead. Anna got it all the way back tied, and I know my feeling was, well, here we go. This is going to be a 10-15-pointer for Anna. I think that was the turning point because they pushed it back out. They pushed it back out to a 12-14-point lead, and I think they gained the confidence to realize how they can play basketball. And then on Saturday night, they just went out and thumped a pretty good basketball team.
Yep, sure did. Drew Worman, Evan Burning, Tanner Rosengarten, Dylan Braun, Cody Gasson, Brad Kleiman, everybody contributed last weekend for the cutting and passing and driving by Fort Laramie. Excellent in those two games, the key to success. Now it's up to Fort Laramie and head coach Corey Britton to extend that into the future several more weeks.
Well, the kids have to continue to buy into what's going on here. I mean, this is his second year of coaching. It's always been a Fort Laramie guy coaching Fort Laramie, and I think that in the beginning maybe there was some growing pains with what they consider an outsider, but he's becoming a Laramie guy, and I think that the kids, you can just see it, are gaining confidence and getting better and better.
Troy Myers is in year number 4 as head coach of Franklin Monroe. He's an FM grad, an Ohio State grad in 2007. At Franklin Monroe, his club posted a great 21-4 record 2 years ago. Coach Myers was married this past August. He lives in Arcanum, just several miles to the west of Franklin Monroe High School, which, by the way, hosts numerous Division III girls tournament games this year coming up in a weekend.
I have not seen their new school, but I know the old one was an old one. But I heard it's beautiful, a great facility, and it's nice for them to get some tournament games.
Yeah, Coach Myers' club has had some standout performances this year. A few weeks back, gave Minster a close call on the road against the Wildcats in Auglaize County. We've seen Minster. We've been impressed. We've seen the Wildcats on good nights. And for Franklin Monroe to give Minster a tussle away from Franklin Monroe High School says a lot about this FM team, which is led by Zach Heyer, just under 20 points a game. He's a 6'2 senior wing player. He's about 15 three-pointers shy of the career three-point field goal mark at Franklin Monroe, so we have to keep an eye on him tonight. Also a good three-point shooter is starter Brady Hessler, who is a six-foot senior. This Franklin Monroe team boosted by a couple transfers in, Chuck, one of whom, a freshman, was able to start at the beginning of the year, Ethan Conley from Northmont. Over 15 points a game. His brother Mason Conley from Northmont, an upperclassman, a junior, a six-footer.
He had to sit out the first half of the year. He's been on the floor the last seven, and it's made this Franklin Monroe an even more competitive team who is already pretty good. Now it's even better.
Well, I mean, they've got three guys that average 44 points a game. That is really hard to defend because, you know, you can guard somebody with one or two, but when you got three scoring options out there, you got to make adjustments as the game goes on.
A big night here at Fort Laramie on this Saturday evening. As I mentioned at the outset, it is senior night, basketball senior night to be specific. The parents of some 14 cheerleaders, pep band members, and basketball players honored here just a few minutes ago. Crowd still filing in. People from Fort Laramie buzzing a little bit about the fact that the Lady Redskins won the Shelby County League Championship this afternoon by virtue of the win over Houston, 62-33. We covered the game that coupled with Anna's surprising loss, somewhat lopsided, at Jackson Center. And head coach Carla Siegel and her team wins the Shelby County League Girls Championship all by its lonesome.
Well, I mean, I think that they were the best team in the league. They had that early season loss to Anna on the road where they let one get away. But from that point on, they have really started playing good basketball, and they're on a roll at the right time.
I'm excited about this game here tonight, Chuck. We'll see if Fort Laramie can sustain the good things the Redskins did last weekend. No game last night for Fort Laramie, which was idle in the Shelby County League. Franklin Monroe played last evening. It's a club that's played a bunch of games in the last 3 weeks. We're down near the end of the season. Will Fort Laramie benefit tonight, Chuck, from not playing last evening?
Well, I mean, you know, you can talk about legs. I think you and I differ a little bit. I think they're 16 and 17, and for God's sakes, you should never be tired at that age.
Right.
But, yeah, you can get some, you know, leg fatigue, and that does affect your jump shooting more than anything else.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on ScorersBroadcast.com. This webcast being presented to you in part by three Fort Laramie game-specific underwriters, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business? Well, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Laramie, on the web at TomJerrys.com. That's TomJerrys.com. These anchor underwriting sponsors on the web with us on ScorersBroadcast.com: American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Legal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best local sports page coverage around. And also thanks so much to Brookins in Fort Laramie. Brookins, there's no place quite like it. It's been a fixture in downtown Fort Laramie for a long time. Enjoy the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Franklin Monroe's school colors blue and white. They're down to our left. The home Fort Laramie Redskins, white from top to bottom, red numerals outlined in black. So many thanks to Anna community sponsors here tonight, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, and Wells Brothers Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers Inc. Our pregame brought to you by the In-Between, just south of Botkins. The food's not in between, it's out of this world.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, once again here at Fort Laramie High School on basketball senior night. Again, the crowd still warming up. Folks out in the lobby coming aboard here in the bleachers. Each section, both sides of the floor, a little better than 50% full. Franklin Monroe, Fort Laramie, pretty even, Steven. When you look at rosters in terms of height, Chuck, where Fort Laramie may have an advantage is in the post if they can use Tyler Siegel at 6'7" to Fort Laramie's best at the offensive end.
Well, I mean, he should have an advantage in there, but what you don't want to do is go away from what's been getting you there to try to do something different because of Franklin Monroe's size. So you want to run your offense. What I would like to see him have an advantage is on the boards, getting some offensive rebounds and playing good defense inside and not letting them score in the paint themselves.
This Franklin Monroe team will feature five men 6 feet 2 inches tall and under. Kyle Ressler, the point guard. Ressler, spelled R-E-S-S-L-E-R, 5'9". He's a 10th grader. He runs the point. Mason Conley at a guard position. He's a junior. One of the transfers in from Northmont, sat out the first half of the year. Zach Heyer, just under 20 points a game, 6'2", a senior. He's an outstanding three-point gutter. He'll shoot it from long range, mid-range. Brady Hessler, H-E-S-L-E-R, not to be confused with Wrestler, also a starter. Hessler, just over 10 a game, senior, 6 feet tall. Ethan Conley, the other transfer, along with brother Mason, is a freshman, just under 16 points a game, 6 feet, 1 inch tall. Again, nobody above 6'2 for Northmont, or I should say for Franklin Monroe, this Fort Laramie team. Also rather small with the exception of Tyler Siegel in the middle. The Redskins will start on the floor tonight on senior night, five 12th graders. Drew Worman, Tanner Rosengarten, Brad Plyman, Logan Brackman, and let's see, who's the fifth young man out there, Chuck? I was told five seniors.
Did you get Brackman?
Dylan Eilerman's
the Eilerman.
Fifth.
Okay. Yeah.
6'3 senior Dylan Eilerman also starts.
Yep.
Darren Sager is in the opening lineup. Or at least I thought he had a chance to be. He is one of the seniors. He may be on the floor shortly. Opening tip to start the game, won by Franklin Monroe. Moving from left to right on your phone or computer screen as you use your imagination. And right away, FM gets a long three try from Zach Heyer. Outside the arc, right flank, no good, missed it long. Rebound down to Fort Laramie. Driving Drew Worman into the lane. Flips his shot up on the run, mocked out of bounds by Franklin Monroe. Again, these two teams will play next year at the Jets Gym in Dark County, and then hopefully the series, home and away, will be extended into the future. Ball inbounded by Fort Laramie.
on the block, low left, it's Eilerman, missed a seven-footer. Rebound stuck up there by Brockman. It rolls around and comes out. Tough break. Rebounded by the Jets, who scurry up into the forecourt. It's Hessler to Heyer. Heyer with a good entry pass into the lane to Ethan Conley with a spin move up and in for two. Well, Heyer attracted attention, Chuck, and you made a nice dish.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Conley with a good catch, and that was a nice strong move up in paint.
2-0 Jets lead. Tanner Rosengarten, deep three, right corner, Fort Laramie short, no good. Rebound bounds off the arm of Heyer, goes out of bounds. Minute gone, first quarter, Franklin Monroe leads 2-0 over Fort Laramie. Redskins to inbound, low on the right. Ball thrown on the arc to Dana Rosengarten. Foul line to Brackman. Down low on the left to Eilerman. Eilerman looks for a teammate, shuffles those feet ever so slightly, and the referee detected just that.
When he was blocking for the running backs, he didn't have to worry about that footwork right there.
Exactly.
He was a great offensive lineman.
Oh, boy. Outstanding player for Coach Whit Park's football team. Here's Franklin Monroe shooting a three. High archer, right corner. Ethan Conley rolls off, no good. Rebound tipped to Worman of Fort Laramie. He dances over the timeline. Foul line extended left. Slashes through the middle. Running one-hander. Teardrop right in front by Worman is good. Game tied at 2. 6:16 to go. First quarter. Head coach Corey Britton gets a few of his normal starters up on the bench. They trek to the scorer's table. Here's Zach Heyer up the floor for Franklin Monroe. Leaves it out of the arc for Brady Hessler. He lets a three try and drains it. It's a long one. 5-2 Jets. Franklin Monroe cheering section directly behind us. We're several feet behind the scorer's table. Fort Laramie adult section and some students across the way along with the pep band. Deep in the right corner, Rosengarten's got it for Fort Laramie. Hits the cutter in the lane, it's Brackman. Brackman raises up right in front and makes the six-footer.
Good strong move inside.
5-4. 1-point lead, Franklin Monroe. Up the left side of the court comes Hessler. Hessler lobs near side to Wrestler. Brady Hessler, Kyle Wrestler, you're not hearing things. Those are the last names of the two young men. There are two Conleys on the court also. Here's a spin move in the lane. Oh, it's Ethan Conley fading away and banking it in. Well, he's shown us some nice hops, some good bounce in the paint. Two made field goals by him for Franklin Monroe. High-low action by Fort Laramie. Brackman trying to drop it down inside for Eilerman. It goes over his head, too tall, out of bounds. Austin Siegel on the floor for Fort Laramie. Is that Austin or Tyler? Ah, public address.
Tyler.
Yeah, public address said Austin. It is Tyler. 6'7 in the post, just a sophomore.
Burning came into the game, and so did Dylan Braun.
Evan Burning, 6'2" sophomore. Dylan Braun, 6'1" sophomore. Two very good scores on the year for Fort Laramie. Orman's at 9'4", Burning's at 6. Braun's at 13. Franklin Monroe just turned it over in the half court. Fort Laramie brings it down the floor, trailing 7-4. 4:30 to go in the first period. Worman gets a high screen from Siegel. Gives it up on the play to Evan Burning. Burning darts into the lane. Push shot from 8 feet away. Off the iron, no good. Rebounded by Franklin Monroe. Quickly bursting the other way. The Jets too far beneath the rim. Goes Conley. Conley then pitches it back out to the arc. It rolls into the backcourt. And Fort Laramie gets a run out the other way. Foul called by the Jets, who saved the field goal.
Yeah, Tanner almost made that shot. Boy, he got hammered. So that was good concentration.
4:17 left in the first. 7-4, Franklin Monroe. Foul shot by Rosengarten. The left-hander is in. And it's 7-5. Free throw number 2 for Tanner Rosengarten. On its way, in and out. Franklin Monroe snares the board. Redskins just under 70% free throw shooting on the year. 32% behind the arc. Of course, Dylan Braun is outstanding from 3-point range for Fort Laramie.
and Hessler and Heyer shoot it very well from three-point territory for Franklin Monroe. 7-5. Redskins up a 2 over the Jets. High right, it's Heyer with the ball. Being double-teamed, triple-teamed. Maybe a reach-in, slap-down foul against Fort Loramie. That's a good choice by the referee. Burning got him. Side court, the Jets will throw in. Nope, it will be entered from beneath the basket. Kyle Ressler looking. The sophomore point guard goes to Heyer, deep right corner. Steps back, shoots the three. No good, a little shy of the mark. Rebound comes down to Burning. Burning long outlet down the floor to Braun. And Braun rolls into the basket and gets it. Zipping down the floor, Braun, he leaked out. Burning spotted him. Game tied at 7. 3:40 to go in the first quarter. Up ahead into the forecourt, it is Hessler for Franklin Monroe. Cross-court pass to Ressler. He's guarded by Worman, 35 feet out. We're tied at 7. Coming out to catch, high left, Ethan Conley. Skip pass cross-corner, Mason Conley. Here's a drive by Mason, off balance. Good pressure applied by Fort Loramie. And the shot missed, rolled off. We've got two free throws coming here for Mason Conley. Mason's got a pair. First one hit the back frame, bounced out. Still tied at 7. Another substitution for Fort Loramie. Brad Plyman on the floor now. Rosengarten checks out. Mason Conley in on foul shot number 2. Jets up by a point, 8-7. 3:21 to go. First quarter evenly played so far. Outside the arc on the right, it's Burning. Gives it up on the play to a teammate. Stolen by the Jets. Blitzing his way down the floor goes Hessler. Pulls up on the arc. Gives it to Heyer. Heyer swings it to Ressler. Back to Heyer. Fakes left. Goes right. Oh, look at him. Muscle toward the rim. Shoveled it with the left hand. Short. No good. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Skating the other way really fast is Braun. Traveling violation against Fort Loramie.
It's 4 turnovers for the Redskins already. That's too many.
Jets have not trailed, lead 8-7, 2:50 to go here in the first. In backcourt for Franklin Monroe, it's Ressler. Up the near side to Ethan Conley. Ball fed middle of the floor to Hessler. Left wing, here's a good drive on the play by Mason Conley. And then he made a neat wraparound pass to a teammate. Good field goal, Chuck, by whom?
By Heyer.
Well, this guy's all over the place. He is a tough customer to guard.
Well, I'm impressed with Mason Conley. I mean, he's not really much of a scorer, it doesn't look like, but he gets to the rim and then creates problems for the defense.
He's a slasher. Here is Siegel with the ball for Fort Loramie, baseline right. Little jump hook is short, but Tyler, no good. Rebound Franklin Monroe, stolen at midcourt by Worman. Worman zips the other way for the Redskins. He takes it the last 50 feet, barges to the basket for 2. Nice interception and finish by Worman. 10-9. Jets up a point. Minute 50 to go in the first quarter. Here's Heyer, foul line into the paint. Baseline right to Mason Conley. He drives, flips it high off the glass, and good. What a play. Woo, soft touch. Well above the square, above the rim. It hit high on the glass backboard and slithered right down through the netting. 12-9, Franklin Monroe leads. Deep in the left corner with the ball, Dylan Braun for Fort Loramie. High post to Siegel. Siegel to Worman. Coming out to catch Brad Plyman. Brad, a 6-foot senior. Pitches it baseline to Dylan Braun. He tries to travel toward the basket, tight roping the boundary. A push-off by Franklin Monroe. Minute 13 to go in the first quarter, 12-9. Franklin Monroe leads. Fort Loramie still has not been in front in this game. Baseline left, Worman triggers, lobs to Tyler Siegel in the lane. He gives it up, gets it back. Backstand is defender from point-blank range, banks it in, low in the right, a 5-footer.
Good post move that time by Siegel.
Difficult for somebody to stop him that low. Siegel at 6'7", just a sophomore. Boy, he's learning his trade in the post. Here is Franklin Monroe countering. Driving left wing, Ethan Conley shot it too hard, no good.
Rebound, other side of the floor by Franklin Monroe. Offensive foul is ruled. Ethan Connolly knew where his missed shot was going. He went across the paint to get it and then lowered his shoulder. 40 seconds to go, first quarter, 12-11 in favor of the Jets. Fort Lauderdale trying for its first lead. Here's a pass along the baseline, almost out of bounds. Thrown on the arc to Rosengarten. He sets and shoots a three. In and out, no good, rebounded by the Jets. Higher down the floor quickly. Ball released to Mason Conley, who is trailing the play. Now to Hessler, who comes on top with 16 seconds to go, first quarter. Jets will play for one. Franklin Monroe is led from the start. Dribble drive, left side of the key. It goes on the play to Hessler. Hessler with a bounce pass. Underneath, it goes astray, out of bounds with 3.8 to go in the quarter. 10 players in backcourt. Pressure applied by the Jets. Fort Lormie tries to get off a last good shot up the right side of the floor to Werman, and Werman can't find it. He complains that it was tipped by Mason Conley. The referee says, uh-uh. He shakes his head. 2.7 to go. Higher inbounding in the half court, far side of the floor for the Jets. Higher looks for Hessler, can't find him, goes cross court, and it's punched out of bounds by Rosengarten. That took us down to 1.7 remaining. Still the Jets ball this time, though, to the rear of the timeline. It'll be thrown in by Brady Hessler. Hessler looks, wings it up the floor. 25 feet away. Here's a long three-point try by Ethan Conley. It is bouncing on the rim. No good. Tipped up and in by Franklin Monroe, but it's disallowed. Ruled to be late. Close call. Redskins dodge a bullet. First quarter closes. Franklin Monroe 12, Fort Lormie 11 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Fort Lormie with possession, down a point. We start play quarter number two. On a weave out front, the ball goes to Braun, straightaway Rosengarten. Boy, you can tell that Franklin Monroe is spying on Dylan Braun. In fact, Heyer has drawn that assignment far side of the floor. Ball rotated to the left wing to Gasson, who's in off the bench now for Fort Lormie. Cody Gasson on the hardwood. Straight away coming out to catch. It's big 6'7 Tyler Siegel. Now flipped into the left corner. Siegel cuts into the lane, gets the bounce pass, half hook shot right in front. No good. A little long. And the Jets capture the rebound. Down the floor, Franklin Monroe. Brady Hessler, 25 feet out, gives it up on the play to teammate Landon Peters, who's in now, a 5'11 senior guard. Minute gone, second quarter. Jets up a point over the Redskins. Right wing Mason Conley out back to Heyer. Straight away Brady Hessler. Posting up down inside Ethan Conley. The freshman goes to work, catches it, bank shot, hangs on the rim and down through. Boy, he is pretty sneaky down low, Chuck.
Well, I'll tell you what, as a freshman, that kid's going to be around a while to watch.
Here's a quick three-point try. Left corner, Fort Lormie. Long one, Cody Gasson. The junior missed it. Rebounded by Franklin Monroe. Here come the Jets the other way. Hessler on top. Gives it up to Peters. 14-11 Jets. 6:25 to go, second quarter. Deep in the right corner, Peters tries to make a wraparound pass.
down inside for Conley. It's in traffic. He fumbled it. It goes out of bounds. 6:23 to go in the second quarter. 14-11, Franklin Monroe leads. Redskins have never yet been in front. Evan Burning on the floor with Drew Werman and Dylan Braun and Tanner Rosengarten. Fifth player out there now for Fort Loramie is Nate Plyman. The Redskins have gone small. Here's a drive down the lane. Feed to Nate Plyman. Baseline right. Out of the arc to Dylan Braun for a three-pointer. Swish-a-roo. He's got it. 23-footer by Dylan Braun. Knocks the score at 14. 2 minutes gone. Second quarter. Higher down the floor. Attracts 1, 2, 3. White Church from Fort Loramie. Does get the pass away to Ethan Conley in the right corner. Back to Heyer, jumping, shooting. Line drive, three-pointer, hit the rim, backboard, no good. Rebound off to Fort Loramie. Scurrying down the floor, it's Werman. Werman zips in from the right flank all the way to the rack. He's got it. Count it, plus one. Werman drew the defensive foul, and he got the basket as well. Explosive play by Drew Werman.
And the Redskins finally have the first lead.
Yep. 16-14, Fort Loramie, 5:38 to go, period number two. Werman aims, fires, curls the free throw out to the left. Werman's mad dash to the basket there, Chuck, reminded me of his football prowess. Boy, he had some good runs from scrimmage. Here is token pressure by Fort Loramie in backcourt, ball tipped away. Wow, the two-man effort by the Redskins, Burning and Werman. Collapse on the ball handler. Taken away by Burning. Fed Werman. Layup, yes. Redskins up four, just like that. Timeout, Franklin Monroe. 5:21 to go in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No. No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval. Mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association Equal Housing Lender Member FDIC.
Yep, a nice little run here, Chuck, by Fort Loramie, but by my count, seven straight points by the Redskins, who are once down 14-11. Home team now up by four, 18-14. Kyle Ressler dribbles between the rings for Franklin Monroe. He's 25 feet away. Picked up by Drew Werman. Redskins' speed has sparked them to this four-point advantage until a made three from outside the arc, left side of the floor. By Conley. Boy, Ethan Conley can go inside and out. Here's Fort Loramie, blistering pace down the floor, Burning all the way to the rack. Missed it, no good. Rebound by the Jets, who are down one. Wide open player, low on the right. Blew the gimme. No good by Brady Hessler. He got the rebound back and was fouled. Boy, in the blink of an eye, Franklin Monroe has gotten within one and has a chance to go on top again.
Looked like a pretty good steal by Rosengarten.
Hessler shooting and gets it. It lipped the rim, went to the back iron, hung, and fell through.
Yeah, that four-point lead didn't last long.
18 apiece.
This is a fun team to watch. They just go up and down the floor.
Now Franklin Monroe can score inside and out. Second foul shot good by Franklin Monroe. 19-18. In favor of the Jets by one. I hear the fans referring to Hessler as Bradley. Our roster sheet spells him B-R-A-D-E-Y. That may very well indeed be Bradley and not Brady.
Yeah, I wrote Bradley. I just can't read, so I just assumed it was Bradley.
Here is Fort Loramie with the ball. Foul line below the foul stripe. Fadeaway shot. Burning. Danced off the rim. No good. Rebound Fort Loramie, though. Offensive board. Here's Braun. Jacks up a long triple. Far side of the floor. And you can count it. Burning found him. Skipped a pass to him. And the Redskins are up two. 21-19. Here's Franklin Monroe going diagonally down the floor with a pass against pressure, and it goes out of bounds off the Jets. 3:58 remaining till halftime. Fort Loramie up by two, 21-19. That was Dylan Braun. Is he related to Devin?
Yep, sure is.
His younger brother?
Uh-huh.
He's got the same shooting stroke.
Sure does. Here's Worman racing down the near side of the floor for Fort Loramie. Defender for the Jets trailing him. Fouls. Team foul situation. 6 on Franklin Monroe. 3 on Fort Loramie. Redskins will be in the bonus on the next one. Here's Worman 35 feet away. Outside the arc on the right to Burning. Coming out to catch is Braun. Oh, good post-up move in the lane, but Siegel, he catches. Throws on the arc to the gunner. Long-range shot short by Cody Gasson. Rebounded by the Jets. Here is Ressler cutting his way into the lane. Pulls up. 10-footer. Hit the back iron. Came off to Fort Loramie. There's a long 60-foot pass. Too hot to handle for Worman. It skies over his head out of bounds. 21-19 Fort Loramie, 3:23 to go, second quarter. I like the pace of this game, Chuck. Each team trying to take advantage of the other, beat pressure when possible, and attack. Backcourt, Kyle Ressler's got it for Franklin Monroe. Whips a pass up the left side, and leaping in front to steal is Siegel for Fort Loramie. Good anticipation. Hands it off to Evan Burning. Outside the arc to Worman, who motions. Coming out to get it, 25 feet away, Burning. 2:50 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie up 2, 21-19. Redskins have done a pretty good job on hire. Ethan Conley's the young man, the freshman, who's hurt Fort Loramie so far. Wow, here's a wild drive by Worman. Starts from the corner, goes beneath the basket, tried to reverse it. Didn't have the angle, left it short. Rebound to Franklin Monroe, knocked out by the Redskins. 2:36 to go, second period. Heyer will inbounds across the way for Franklin Monroe. In back court to Hessler. Hessler deep right corner, Ethan Conley. Goes baseline, spin move, bank shot. Got it to fall and a foul. Siegel tagged him on the arm. Boy, that is an athletic play, to say the least, by Ethan Conley of Franklin Monroe. Wow. 6-1 freshman. Game tied at 21. Free throw is in. 22-21 Jets. How many for Conley, Chuck?
He's got 12.
And he came into the game averaging for Franklin Monroe a little under 16. He is three-fourths of the way to his per-game average. Redskins with the ball, now down one. The lead is flip-flopped a few times here in the last 4 minutes. Here's a three-try straight away by Worman of Fort Loramie. It grazed the front iron. He was thrown a pass from the corner by Burning. Worman was available, couldn't connect. Jets have got the ball up over the timeline. Conley 35 feet away. Jets up one, a minute 58 to go, first half. Conley dribbles, gives it to Heyer. Outside the arc to Brady Hessler. We'll call him Bradley. That's what the fans are saying, even though the roster sheet says Brady. Here's Mason Conley trying to thread a bounce pass to Heyer on the baseline kick by Fort Loramie. Minute 42 to go, first half. Right in front of the Redskins bench, Heyer inbounds to Conley. Siegel draws him in the corner. Now to Heyer, who cuts toward the basket, leaves it for Mason Conley, baseline left. He swivels into the lane and hits a fadeaway 13-footer. Athletic plays left and right by both teams. Franklin Monroe has gone back ahead by three, 24-21. Seesaw second quarter. Here's Worman, foul line, skips right down the paint, unguarded, all the way to the rack, lays it in. Worman found an opening. He took advantage. 24-23 Jets, a minute 10 to go here in the first half. Interception by Fort Loramie at midcourt. Braun on the pickoff. Goes up the far side. Did he step out of bounds? Did he walk? Was he fouled?
No foul.
Whistle blew. And it's a 1-1 situation now for the Redskins. Dylan Braun at the stripe. Franklin Monroe's been guilty of a few errant throws cross-court here in the second quarter. Foul shot by Braun, nothing but net. And this game is even at 24. And we thought coming into this contest tonight, Chuck, it would be pretty even, Steven. It's playing out that way.
Braun's got a pair. Cody Gasson re-enters. Braun comes out. 66 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Redskins up one, 25-24. Here comes Franklin Monroe in backcourt. Mason Conley dribbles between the legs, almost lost it. He's double-teamed, splits a couple defenders, feeds left corner on the arc to Hessler, and Hessler works it back outside near the timeline. 48 seconds left in the half. Hessler being chased by Worman. Left corner pass to Heyer, foul line, Ethan Conley. He starts to work in the lane. Spin move, double-teamed, fadeaway shot, eight-footer, good. Ethan Conley made it happen.
Boy, he put it up over 6'7 Siegel that time. He had to alter his shot a little bit.
He was extremely well defended.
Yep.
26-25 Jets. 25 seconds to go, second quarter. Top of the key, Worman. Ball thrown right corner before Worman. Then back to Worman straight away. Head coach Corey Britton wants a timeout. Last 14.9 of the second period. The Jets are up one. Gives us a chance here on scoresbroadcast.com to talk about Goffney Furniture. Goffney in Sydney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue, Route 47 west of I-75. High quality furniture priced just right for you. Great savings always at Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Goffney Furniture. Go to the website for more savings. Use the coupon at goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. That is Route 47 west of I-75. Well, let's see what Fort Loramie has in store for Franklin Monroe in the final 14 seconds of the first half after the timeout. Worman's got the ball at midcourt. Dylan Braun's in the right corner. The ball fed to Braun now at the top of the key. Now to Gasson. Shot fake behind the arc with five. Now back to Braun. Braun's hemmed in. Lets it go. Long 32-footer. Good! He made it. My goodness, don't think that is the way it was designed. Dylan Braun wound up being covered up very well. He stepped back, faded away. Don't think he could see the rim. Dylan shot that ball enough from that point on the floor to know about where the rim is, and he sunk a long one. Wow. What a shot by Braun to give Fort Loramie a 28-26 halftime edge. And Corey Britton called that timeout and did well to do it. It paid off.
Well, he had taken Braun out of the game, and he got him back in there to get that last shot. Mm-hmm. Got him 3 points.
And Fort Loramie capitalized on it to lead but two. Halftime at Fort Loramie on basketball senior night as 14 Pep Band members, cheerleaders, basketball players, and their parents were recognized before the game here this evening. Fort Loramie had but 2 points over Franklin Monroe after two quarters on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown, colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
A very good ball game tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Laramie ahead of Franklin Monroe by two. Fort Laramie girls won the Shelby County League title earlier today, defeating Houston 62-33. Meanwhile, Anna was upset at Jackson Center. We've got a two-point game here at the halftime break, which is brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, Franks Monroe surprisingly has a 15-10 rebounding advantage. Each team has two offensive rebounds. Franks Monroe has turned the ball over eight times in the first half. Fort Laramie turned it over five. Both teams went to the free throw line five times. Laramie made three. Franks Monroe made four. Individual scoring, Ethan Conley, 14 points. The freshman has almost got his average in the first half. And then they drop down to five from Hessler, five from his brother Mason Conley, and two from Zach Heyer. They scored 12 and 14, 26 in the first half. Fort Laramie, two in double figures, 13 from Dylan Braun, three threes in the second quarter. And Drew Werman has 10, and they got two from Brackman and two from Tyler Siegel. They scored 11 and 17. They have a 28-26 lead at the half.
Redskins, a slow start, but then Fort Laramie got untracked. It was a topsy-turvy second quarter. Lead changed hands at least four times. Redskins were at their best, driving the ball, kicking it back out. Big goal by Braun to end the half to give Fort Laramie the edge by two.
He is shooting the ball really well. If you got two guys in double figures, if they can get a little more help from Siegel here in the second half, I think they might be able to win the basketball game.
Ethan Conley, mighty, mighty athletic. Extremely difficult to guard, to say the least.
Yeah, he's pretty impressive. I was talking to a couple of their fans, and they were telling me how good he was and going to be, and I think he already is.
Oh, yeah.
He's very, very athletic around the basket.
Halftime at Fort Laramie. Redskins lead by only two over Franklin Monroe, 28-26. Halftime report presented by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Stacy Brandewee of Fort Laramie with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter Reggie injured her knee during her first scrimmage in November 2012. We contacted Wilson Sports Medicine and arranged for an MRI, and unfortunately that MRI did show she had torn her ACL. At that time, we thought her career in high school basketball was over.
But it was not. A 2013 senior for the Fort Laramie Redskins, Reggie received outstanding care and treatment from Diane Alexander, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine athletic trainer.
Diane was caring, she was highly skilled, and motivated Reg to the point that my daughter had the confidence to return to the court and play before any surgery.
And wow, did she ever perform, helping the Fort Laramie girls to the Division IV state title.
You know, it was just 3 days after Reggie and her teammates had won the state championship that Dr. Heckler at Wilson Sports Medicine performed the surgery to repair Reggie's ACL. Thanks to Dr. Heckler and his physician assistant, Nicole Burbacher, the surgery was a great success.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
The Redskins lead by two, 28-26, 4 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. Brookins has been a fixture in downtown Fort Laramie since the late 1800s, when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local photos of sports teams on the walls right beside the pics of current Redskin teams. Well, nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around,
There's no place like Brookins in Fort Laramie at 10 Elm Street. On the web at Brookins, that's BRUCKENS-USA.com. Our student athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since the inception of Scores Broadcast over 9 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com, on Saturday, basketball senior night at Fort Laramie, we salute the seniors. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in all. Outstanding student athletes, fine players on the court, solid students in the classroom. Darren Sager is a senior. Drew Worman, a 12th grader. Tanner Rosengarten, a senior. Brad Plyman graduates this spring, as does Logan Brackman and Dylan Eilerman. They are saluted tonight by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Fort Laramie. Redskins own a slim two-point lead over Franklin Monroe, 28-26. As we start play here in the third quarter, the Jets have the ball far side of the floor. Zach Heyer inbounds it, averaging just under 20 a game on the year. Heyer, a 6'2 senior, feeds Ethan Conley, baseline right, fallaway 12-footer. He missed one, Chuck, finally did. Wow, he is human. He's had an excellent start to this game. That shot bounced off the back iron. Fort Laramie got the rebound, down the floor to Dylan Braun. Long three-pointer, lipped the rim, rebounded by the Jets.
Human both ends.
You're right. Mason Conley's got it. Gives it up on the play, behind the arc to Hessler. Back to Mason Conley, deep left corner, three, no good. Ethan Conley sticks in the rebound. Ethan Johnny on the spot. He's had a dynamite game. 28-28 tie. 7-10 to go in the third. Braun on the arc for Fort Laramie. Gives it up, foul line pass to Burning. Burning to Worman, top of the key, enters the lane. Handoff on the play to Tyler Siegel, who whips a pass into the right corner, intended for Braun, tipped out of bounds by Mason Conley. Redskins Braun throws to Burning, 30 feet out. Franklin Monroe defensively, Chuck, is that a zone?
Yeah, he just called it, so they're playing a 3-2.
Oh, here's a good pass by Fort Laramie, which worked the ball against the zone nicely. Burning baseline left, hit Siegel in the middle of that zone for a short shot right in front. He connected. 30-28, Fort Laramie up two. Here's Rosengarten deflecting at the timeline. Ball's loose. Tug of war for the leather. It's a jump, arrow says. Redskins possession. Up Fort Laramie now with a chance to sneak ahead in this game by 4 or 5. Each team with a bucket here in the second half. 6:29 to go, third quarter. Here's Worman, 25 feet away. Left side to Rosengarten. Starts to drive. Running one-hander. Lefty, no. Right in front, Siegel. Rebound. Rolling in. Nice play, Tyler Siegel. He went up high.
He snatched that rebound and dropped it in off the iron to give Fort Laramie a four-point edge. Quickly down the floor, Franklin Monroe. Three-on-two break. They whip pressure but bobbled the ball. Stolen by Fort Laramie. Higher couldn't hang on cleanly. Redskins got it. Cross court to Braun. Baseline drive. Look at him go. Cutting to the rim. No good. It bounced off. Rebound off the fingertips of Higher of the Jets. 5:53 to go in the third quarter. Fort Laramie ahead before 32-28, trying to put some distance between it and Franklin Monroe. Werman inbounding, baseline right, lobbing to Siegel in the lane, uses his body, can't get the shot to fall, and then he goes over the shoulder on the rebound.
I think it's going to be the third foul on Burning.
My mistake, I thought it was on Siegel. No, it's against Burning. That hurts worse. He is on the bench now with three of them. Here's Franklin Monroe up the left side. Ball given to Austin. Brown is in now, 6 foot senior. Brown drives hard, baseline left, pulls up, tries to stop on a dime. Can't do it. It's a travel. Right back to the Redskins.
I thought it was a good whirl move. I didn't see a travel.
Exactly, I did too. Two and a half gone here in the third quarter. Fort Laramie up four. Werman top of the key. Ball whipped into the left corner to Braun. Here's a step back fadeaway three around and out. Ethan Conley snares the board. Gives it up, gets it back. Here's a cross court pass right corner to Hessler. Foul line extended right. Jump shot short. Rebound beneath the iron. Touched by Ethan Conley. He can't quite hang on. It goes out of bounds to Fort Laramie. On the dribble, Werman, timeline for Fort Laramie. Lead remains at four. 3 minutes gone, third quarter. Rosengarten starts to drive, penetrates all the way to the cup, left it short, no good. Ethan Conley leaped up to yank down the rebound. He comes up the floor, looks for his point guard. Ball fed instead into the post. Brown's got it, back to the basket. He's hooked by Fort Laramie. Up the offensive scoring pace has hit a snag the last couple minutes.
Each team's had some pretty good looks at. They're just not dropping.
Right. Four-point lead, Redskins. 4:52 to go in the third. Shot fake in the corner by Hessler. Gives it up out back to Brown. Now to Conley. Here is Hessler again, faking right, going left. Straight away, Mason Conley. He'll arch the three from there. Rimmed it, no good. Rebound to Dylan Braun of Fort Laramie. Outlet to Tanner Rosengarten. To the trailer, Tyler Siegel. Left corner, Werman. Fort Laramie still up four. Redskins trying to take advantage of this cold snap suffered by Franklin Monroe early on third period. Here's Siegel in the post. Turnaround right in front. Six-footer up and over the edge of the rim.
He got all 6 points there in the quarter.
A big two-pointer by Siegel. Fine second-half start for the big man for the Redskins, who are up six. 4 minutes gone in the third. Here is Ressler nearly traveling in backcourt for Franklin Monroe. Timeout called by the Jets. 6 point game. Fort Laramie leads. 3:59 left in the third quarter. Need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business? Well, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's is family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships, a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's, Plumbing, Electric, Heating, Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Laramie. On the web at TomJerrys.com. That's TomJerrys.com. For Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie on Dawson Road. 3 minutes, 59 seconds to go in the third quarter. Jets ball at midcourt. This is the biggest deficit Franklin Monroe has faced in this game. 34-28 in favor of Fort Laramie. Here is good double pressure applied by Fort Laramie. Rosengarten and Braun on the ball handler Ressler 30 feet from the basket, and he picked up the pivot foot. Yep, Fort Laramie now with a goal, can stretch it to 8 or 9. 3:38 left in the third period. Zone defense still being applied by Franklin Monroe. Outside the arc, near side, Worman. Worman has a little crease. He dives into the lane, probes the middle, hooking foul called against Franklin Monroe.
That's their first team foul, so it's going to be a while before they get to the line in the 1-on-1.
Ball out of bounds, baseline, left of the goal. Worman the playmaker, 4-4 Worman. Worman looks. Oh, hands down inside. And trying to push up a shot from 6 feet away, forcing it was Nate Blyman, left it short. There was some contact, no call. Rebound down to Franklin Monroe, which hastily went down the right side of the floor and must have stepped on the boundary.
They've made some unforced errors in this game, that's for sure. You can see why they've lost a few. Heyer has 2 points. He's averaging 19 a game.
Yep, Redskins scouted Franklin Monroe extremely well. Excuse me. Have slowed him down. That's an understatement. Long three-point try. Dylan Braun behind the screen. He buried it for Fort Loramie, which is now up 9. The Jets need to get Heyer going. Ethan Connolly's been splendid, but Heyer has been held way down. And here's a pass to Heyer, top of the circle in the half court, and immediately the Redskins jump at him, tie it up. Ball remains with Franklin Monroe. Heyer got a very quick goal to start the game, Chuck, in the first quarter. And he has been shut out from the floor for about 20 minutes. That's the difference in this game for sure. Here's Heyer with the ball, dribbling 30 feet away. Again, he's jumped by two defenders, Gasson and Braun. Dribbling behind the back was Kyle Ressler. Baseline left to a teammate, Mason Conley. Jump shot from 15. Bingo, he hits. 37-30 in favor of Fort Loramie with 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Franklin Monroe hadn't scored in over 3 minutes. Here's Gasson 30 feet away for the Redskins. Jets come out to guard more tightly. Now they hand off to Worman. Worman gives it up to Braun, gets it back. Drew head of the key. Oh, a nice backdoor cut by Braun. He's fed the ball by Worman. What an assist. Braun on the finish.
Oh, that was perfect. They were overplaying him, shooting the three, and he went backdoor with a great pass.
Excellent communication between the two, Braun and Worman. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Baseline drive by Franklin Monroe results in a shooting foul against Fort Loramie. Nope, the referee says.
They called it on the drive.
Yep. Contact made on the floor before the offensive player had taken off to the basket. 9-point lead, Fort Loramie. Redskins have been up by 9 twice in this period. And Franklin Monroe has a lot of difficulty getting the ball inbounds. And 5 seconds elapse.
They've turned it 6 times here in the second quarter. Loramie has not turned it here in the second half.
Redskins' defensive intensity, Chuck, in this half has been very good.
Well, this is what they didn't see early, and this is what they did to Anna.
Uh-huh. Here's Worman, starts a drive, leaves it for Braun on the arc. Now it comes back out to Gasson. Now Worman catches. He resets the attack at midcourt. High dribble by Drew. 25 feet away. Looks for Braun. Back cutting. Not available. 1:30 to go in the third quarter. Worman picks up his dribble. High right. Goes to Gasson. Deep left corner pass to Braun. Oops. Moving screen. Redskins. Brad Plyman tried to set up Dylan Braun far side of the floor. He was not stationary in doing so. 1:27 left in the third. Redskins up 9 over the Jets, who got the ball. Here's Ethan Conley dribbling down the right side, double team, pickpocket by Fort Loramie, then intercepted by the Jets. Here's Mason Conley, baseline left. Feeds Kyle Ressler in the lane. Back to Mason Conley. Foul line. Fadeaway. 15-footer. Off the rim. Backboard no good. Cody Gasson leaps way up to get the board. Down the court to Worman. 1 minute to go. Third quarter. Fort Loramie ahead by 9. 39-30. Here's a drive to Worman. He splits the middle. Left it short. No good. Rebound Jets. A 4-point third quarter for Franklin Monroe. Baseline left. It goes on the play to Hessler. There's a lot of contact. Ball is shaken loose. It goes out of bounds. Uh-oh. We've got a tech called against a Jets player, I think. Words expressed by a player in blue, not appreciated by the official.
I think it was his brother protecting him. He made a comment to the official. 44.6 to go in the third quarter. And Franklin Monroe will get a couple at the stripe, and then, or I should say Fort Loramie will get a couple at the stripe. I'm getting
That'd be a pretty good deal if you could get a technical and shoot the ball.
Getting my FM and my FL mixed up. Dylan Braun is the young man, of course, who will shoot the shots for the Redskins, who will then get the ball out of bounds. 44.6 to go, third quarter. Five dribbles by Braun, then a sixth. He dips the knees and drills it at the stripe to make it a 40-30 game.
He needs this one for 20 points here through three quarters.
He's got 19 of the Redskins 40. Braun shooting for 20. It's in the air, front rim, no good. 10-point lead, Fort Loramie. Timeout called by Franklin Monroe. 44 seconds to go, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Digman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Digman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Digman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
There's only one big boy. It's the original double-decker. And at Frisch's, we make it just for you. We start with two grilled-to-perfection patties of our own fresh, never-frozen ground beef, searing in the flavor. Then we layer on our signature tartar sauce, crispy lettuce, American cheese, and crunchy pickles, all on a bakery-fresh bun, bringing it all together for that unique taste that is your big boy. There's only one big boy. Unless, of course, you order two. Frisch's Big Boy.
But the Redskins have edged the lead out to 10. It has been a non-productive third quarter scoring-wise for Franklin Monroe. Credit the Redskins' defense for much of that, Chuck, but we haven't seen Conley or Heyer generate points. Heyer's only got, what, two for the entire game?
He's got two. Both Conleys have scored a basket here in the third quarter, but their point production has really slowed down here.
It sure has. Franklin Monroe had 26 at the half. 4 points only in better than 7 minutes here in the third quarter. Siegel's got the ball left side of the court for Fort Loramie, which may play for one. Up the 10, half minute remaining in the third. Braun, deep right corner. Goes cross court to Gasson. Back at the Rosengarten to Werman, who sets up shop. 19 seconds left. Werman dribbling. Mason Conley on him. My mistake, that's Landon Peters guarding Werman, top of the key. Ball fed to Gasson with seven to play. Into the post to Siegel. Turnaround one-hander, eight-footer. Bounce, no good. Rebound Werman. Reverse layup, no. Siegel tips, no. Fort Loramie tips. It goes in, but I think on the final rebound shot before Loramie, the referee had a whistle with maybe a half second to go to wipe out the goal. What's the call?
Well, they called a foul. I mean, the basket would not have counted. They called the foul before the last rebound.
Mm-hmm. Up Siegel head position for Fort Loramie. Scoreboard clock read zero. Siegel at the stripe. He's got two. Apparently that next to last rebound attempt that misfired drew a foul. The next rebound was a basket, but it was taken off the board. Siegel goes one of two at the stripe to end the third quarter. Fort Loramie 41, Franklin Monroe 30 on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State and Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with Y-O-U in mind.
Thank you.
Well, it's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a grip on you and you're driving. M&A Muffler and Tires, North Main and Fort Loramie, has a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper at M&A Muffler and Tires. Talk to Gebby, 937-295-3971. 295-3971. Gepi, Jeff Gebhardt, free pickup and delivery too at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Big bucket by Evan Burning. Drive shot to the basket goes down to start the fourth quarter for the Redskins, who've amassed their biggest bulge, 13-43-30. Franklin Monroe, stymied offensively since the start of the second half, has generated just 4 points. Cross-court pass behind the arc. It's Hessler. Hessler drives, foul line. Leaner from there, 14-footer in. 43-32, 11-point lead for the Redskins. 1 minute gone, fourth quarter. Burning gives it up to Braun, 25 feet away. Bounce pass, top of the circle, Siegel. Catching it near side, Braun. Braun gives it up to Tanner Rosengarten, top of the key. Head coach Corey Britton with a play call from the bench. Here's Burning, nearly palms it, hands off to Siegel, top of the circle. Franklin Monroe, Chuck, still in.
No, they've matched up.
Yeah, they have. Out of the zone, in a man, is Franklin Monroe. Ball entered into the post, intended for Siegel. We got a football scrum for it. And Fort Loramie somehow, someway, fell in the ball, far side of the floor, and got a timeout. Don't know how, but it happened. 6:28 left in the fourth. 43-32 Redskins over the Jets on scoresbroadcast.com.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, you had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com.
As we return to action, Fort Loramie threw the ball inbounds to Werman. Werman penetrated the lane. Good feed off to Siegel for a point-blank shot 3 feet away. And Fort Loramie's got the 13-point lead back. Here's Heyer forcing a quick shot, left baseline, short. Missed it, no good for Franklin Monroe, and Fort Loramie attacks. Here's a long three, try by Burning. Look out, he's got it. Oh, my, the lead swells to 16. Evan Burning spotted up outside. Nobody ran at him. Two players covered up Dylan Braun, and Burning connected. Here's Siegel with a great defensive play down low, blocking the shot by Heyer. It goes out of bounds. Well, Fort Loramie's put together a sterling second half, Chuck.
Well, we talked about Siegel needing to maybe pick it up, not so much out of the offense, but off the boards and defensively, and he has done both.
Ball inbounded by Franklin Monroe, 30 feet away, caught by Mason Conley. Outside the arc, near side is Heyer. Heyer jacks up a three ball and drills it. Timeout called by the Jets, 48-35. Fort Loramie leads as Burning and Heyer exchange threes. 5:29 to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Heard
M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
Boys, tournament draw tomorrow will be interesting, Chuck, to see where the Fort Loramie Redskins fall, perhaps in the middle of the pack in terms of seeds.
Yeah, you would think. I mean, they're going to be, what, 9 and 12 at this point?
Coming into the game, the Redskins were 8-11.
Good.
A win tonight makes Fort Loramie 9-11. Here's a good inside play once again. Siegel starting to strut his stuff down low. He puts in another shot from 6 feet out. Used the window nicely to extend the lead to 15. 50-35. Fort Loramie on top. Here's a deep three. Left side. Franklin Monroe in and out. Tough break for the shooter. Hessler. Boy, Franklin Monroe needed that one. Leaking out down the floor. Rosengarten hits the trailer. Burning. Burning missed it. Couldn't get it to fall. It rimmed, but he was fouled.
Unselfish play by Rosengarten because he could have taken that himself, but he hit Burning coming in from the other side. Just couldn't make it drop.
Yeah, you're right. He could have. Free throw shots, Burning. He flexes the knees and knocks it down. 51-35, Fort Loramie up 16, biggest lead of the game. Second free throw, Evan, 1, 2, 3 dribbles. Ball in the palm of his hands, and he arches it in to make it 52-35, Redskins. 17-point advantage. Franklin Monroe has been limited to, what, 9 in this half, Chuck? Amazing.
Yes.
Here's Ethan Conley, who's been guarded pretty well in the last quarter and a half by Fort Loramie. Drives the lane, and a slapdown foul committed by the Redskins. In the act of shooting was Conley. He's at the stripe. Now, Fort Loramie's gotten it done with a combination of much better offense here in the second half and brilliant defense on the scorers for Franklin Monroe.
Different people. I mean, in the first half, it was Worman and Braun. Braun has continued to score, but then Burnings picked it up with 7 points here in the fourth quarter, and Siegel's picked it up with 11 points in the second half.
Both free throws good by Conley, 52-37 Fort Loramie, and all of Siegel's goals, Chuck, the result of excellent feeds, good assists from teammates. Here's Siegel back to the basket, gives to Braun, top of the key. 5 team fouls both ways. We near the 4-minute mark, fourth quarter. On the arc is Braun, gives it up between the rings to Rosengarten, near side to Worman. Just over 4 to play in the game. Right corner Burning, wings a pass, cross court to a teammate. It's Gasson who glides through the lane. Little jump shot is good. Cody Gasson knocks it down from 6 feet away in front. Good dribble drive by Gasson. He slashed, stopped on a dime, and hit the two-pointer. 3:45 to go in the contest. 54-37 Fort Loramie. Far left side of the floor. Ball thrown to the point guard, Kyle Ressler. Just a sophomore for Franklin Monroe. Out to Mason Conley. Back to Ressler. Diagonal pass. Conley again. He starts to drive. Gives it to Ethan Conley, who jacks up a three in the right corner and nets it. A long, high archer. All cord. 54-40 in favor of Fort Loramie. And another timeout is called by the Jets. We'll keep it right here to inform you that we've got the Fort Loramie girls, the Shelby County League champs, on deck on Tuesday night. Tip-off 7:30, webcast time 7:10. Fort Loramie hosts Marion Local right here in a good prep, a good test for the girls' sectional tournament starting 1 week from today at Sydney.
Well, we just need to keep the snow away. It's a forecast. It just depends on who you believe.
Let's limit the snow on Tuesday to flurry so we can get our final regular season girls game in.
Well, you'd hate to see them have to cancel senior night. That would be the, I mean, the seniors know what they mean to everybody, but it's still nice to be able to honor them.
You've got to check out the great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in West Main and Fort Loramie. Super deals, great financing. Follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Geyer's patrons who've come from Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, Indianapolis, all over the Midwest. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at geyersinc.com, G-A-I-E-R-S. Inc.com. Well, after the timeout, Tanner Rosengarten splits the middle of the Jets defense, enters the lane, and loops in a nice teardrop right in front. And then the Jets walk with the ball at midcourt. Fort Loramie gets it back up 16 with three to play in this game.
Well, good choice by Tanner. He's getting ready to shoot a three, and then he put it on the floor and got to the rim.
Redskins with the ball, Worman 25 feet away on the bounce. Hand off to Braun. Good team performance by Fort Loramie here tonight. Redskins continue to impress, playing their best basketball at the end of the season. This would be win number three in a row. 2.5 remaining. Here is Gasson cutting into the lane. Bounce pass, tried to thread the needle. No one home, low in the right, and it goes out of bounds. 2:33 to go, 56-40 in favor of Fort Loramie. Redskins have been up by double digits most of this half, led by two at the halftime break. Sprinted to a cushion of 11, 41-30 at the end of three. It has not been under 10 in the fourth quarter. Ethan Conley off balance, turnaround Jay, missed it in the mid-post area. Long rebound of the Jets, though. Driving, shooting a 10-footer. Good, nice play. Bumped in by Brady Hessler, 6-foot senior guard, arched it over the top of Tanner Rosengarten. And here's Fort Loramie driving down the floor. Unselfish action again. Redskins had a shot in the paint, passed it up, pitched it back to the arc, and will run offense and milk the clock, leading by 14 with a minute 40 to go in the game. Fumbling the ball is Braun at midcourt. Rosengarten helps him out, covers him up, and then Rosengarten is knocked to the floor, undercut by a Jets player. It was inadvertent as they both dive for the ball. Team foul six on the Jets. Common personal. Fort Loramie throws in far side. And that was the fifth on Mason Conley. Was it not, Chuck, or am I mistaken?
I think that's his third. He was getting a little rough out there. I think the coach took him out. He had the technical.
Oh, here's a beautiful pass by Burning high right. He found Gasson low on the left. Great assist. Boy, the Redskins have been passing beautifully all night. And here is Franklin Monroe getting free at midcourt, trying to whip pressure. And the Redskins reach out and hold. That could have been called an intentional foul, you know?
Well, it could have been. He was, if he would have been breaking by himself, but there was defenders back. So I think that's why they let it slide.
Burning and Gasson to the bench, and they have complimented each other and the rest of the players very well. Nice performances by Evan and Cody tonight, Chuck.
Yeah, they did a nice job. They scored 2, 4, 6, 9, 11 points in the fourth quarter between them.
Minute 19 to go in the fourth. Redskins up 16, 58-42. Hessler, baseline drive, throws out head of the key. It's wild, but Austin Brown tracks it down at center court, gives to Heyer. Here's a right flank jumper, fading away, left it short. Tug of war for the rebound. Is it a jump or a foul? Arrow favors the Jets on the tie-up. Up higher came into the game just under 20 per contest, and Fort Loramie has virtually shut him out. He's got, what, two goals, Chuck?
He's got five. He had a two in the first quarter and a three here in the fourth.
Here's a deep three ball left side. Hessler missed it off the iron. Rebound Fort Loramie. 55 seconds to go. Redskins up 16. Midcourt Worman. Spin move. Eilerman back on the floor now. So is Brackman. Brackman throws to Eilerman down low. Blocked on the play by the Jets. Redskins get it back. Rosengarten right corner. Inside to Eilerman. Turnaround half hook shot from 8 feet. Bouncing. No good. Rebound Jets. Half minute to go. Fort Laramie has limited Franklin Monroe to 16 points in the second half. Super defensive job. Another three ball by Heyer. He's got it. Deep right corner shot goes down. Only the third field goal for that young man.
He didn't take a lot of shots. I'm not sure what he was thinking tonight.
Averaging nearly 20 a game on the year. Only three made field goals by him. Heyer was held in check. That's been a key. 6 seconds to go in the game. Heilerman baseline right for Fort Laramie. Crowd wants him to score. He tries one, missed it, got it back, and missed it again at the buzzer. A victorious basketball senior night here for Fort Laramie. The Redskins defeat Franklin Monroe 58-45. Fort Laramie pulled away in the third quarter and led by double digits the entire second half of this game to win comfortably over the Jets here tonight. I said the entire second half. I should have said the entire fourth quarter for sure. And the latter part of the third did Fort Laramie lead by double digits. Franklin Monroe never really could mount a challenge over the last quarter and a half of this game. Fort Laramie, without question, playing its very best basketball of the year. Redskins went up a 13, 58-45. So many great thanks here tonight to our Fort Laramie game sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires. Talk to Jeff Gebhardt at M&A on North Main in Fort Laramie. Phone him at 937-295-3971. Always a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie. Customer pricing and financing. Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. And gratitude as well to Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. On the web at TomJerry's.com, Dawson Road in Fort Laramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured. Tom and Jerry's in Fort Laramie. Redskins triumphant by 13. Chuck, how'd they get it done, and who wins the Clancy's Award tonight?
Well, on the Franklin Monroe side, they were led by the freshman, Ethan Connolly. He had 21. He was terrific. He was as good as we thought he was going to be. He was the only one in double figures. Only four people scored tonight for Franklin Monroe. On the other side for Fort Laramie, they were led by Dylan Braun with 19. They got 13 from Siegel. They got 10 from Werman and 7 from Evan Burning, all in the fourth quarter. Clancy's player of the game is going to be Dylan Braun.
Dylan Braun wins the honor as the Redskins sprint ahead from a two-point halftime lead. Up by double digits the last 10 to 12 minutes of the game. Final score of 13. And really not reflective of the way the game was played. The final 8 minutes, Redskins' advantage was more than that, much of that fourth quarter. Dylan Braun wins the Clancy's Award tonight. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Consecutive wins by Fort Laramie, Chuck, over Anna Marion Local and Franklin Monroe. Redskins are on a roll. Best hoops play of the year for the boys team.
Well, you've got some really good teams going to be in that Pickwa section. There'll be besides Rushi and Franklin or Jackson Center.
Mm-hmm.
You got Fairlawn, who has all kinds of talent and could beat anybody in that tournament on a given night. And now you're going to have to add Fort Laramie to the mix. They're playing their best basketball at the perfect time.
And this Fort Laramie team has got a game remaining in the Shelby County League at Houston next Friday night. And then 1 week from tonight at Tri-Village, that will be a tough one. Tri-Village has been state-ranked all year long. It's a high-powered club, not as good as the Patriots team the last 2 years, but nonetheless a club that has been racking up wins left and right. Fort Loramie advancing now to 9-11 on the year, with Houston and Tri-Village remaining next weekend. An outside chance for Fort Loramie to come all the way back and split the season right down the middle, 11-11.
Well, if they can win their next two, because going to Houston is not going to be a picnic.
No.
And then, of course, Tri-Village, you know, is a good basketball team.
Exactly. First time around, when Fort Loramie played Houston, the Redskins won here by only 6, 51-45. Don't forget the Fort Loramie girls team in action on Tuesday against Marion Local. It's senior night for the ladies. We've got the game at 7:30, webcast time 7:10. Fort Loramie Redskins champs in the Shelby County League girls race this year by virtue of the win today against Houston and the loss suffered by Anna at Jackson Center.
Well, it wasn't totally shocking that Anna lost, but it was shocking by how far down they were. Uh-huh. And give credit to Jackson Center. They must come out and play the heck of a basketball game.
So many thanks to our great anchor underwriting sponsors tonight. Sydney Daily News, best sports page coverage around. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Sydney Body Car Star on Staley in Sydney. Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. American Architectural Glass in Clayton. These additional underwriters, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, located in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Congrats to Bambauer, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place, quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, locations in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, go to the website for more savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. Thanks tonight to Adams Tech Solutions in Anna, near McCartyville. Adams Tech Solutions, provides high-tech computer solutions, including upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. Repairing iPods, iPads, phones, handhelds. Adam Rice, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna, near McCartyville, R-E-I-S-S, phone 937-538-6948. And a brand-new underwriting sponsor tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi on Range Line Road. Francis Schulte, a leader in supplying the building industry with outstanding materials and products. Francis Schulte, the Francis Schulte Company is another one of the many great reasons why the Upper Miami Valley and Rushi are great places to live, work, and raise families. Thanks so much to the Francis Schulte Company in Sydney, a proud supporter of high school sports and scoresbroadcast.com. Gratitude to Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at the Francis Schulte Company in Sydney. Good game tonight. Fort Loramie turned it on in the second half. 3 wins in a row now for the Redskins, who are 9-11 on the year, and take on Houston on the road next Friday in the Shelby County League. Rhett Jesch has been our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside stats, color, and engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night on this Saturday, welcoming you to girls action on Tuesday right back here at Fort Loramie when the Redskins take on Marion Local. Hopefully by then we will be completely over the sinus infections and you won't have to translate a word the rest of the regular season and tournament. It's been a tough go as we have covered some 99 games since the end of August here on scoresbroadcast.com this year, and will exceed the 130 mark before the tournament trail is over in basketball. Final score, final time, Fort Loramie beats Franklin Monroe tonight, 58-45 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.